in San Marcos, which is now Southwest Texas University. At that time, it was called San Marcos Normal School. Mm-hmm. And in 1957 was the first time that she had been back there since she married in 1904. And she did not tell me until we left there that she was a member of the first class. And I said, why didn't you tell me? I would have taken you inside. They would probably have been real happy. She said, I didn't think it was important.
Well, did she get a certificate from there? Or did you?
No, she didn't. She was coming home to visit her folks, and she met my father on the train. Mm-hmm. He was coming back from San Antonio. And she left school after that and married. Mm-hmm.
And was she ever employed in anything that she...
No.
She was a housewife.
She was employed before, I would say employed, it was self-employment. She was a music teacher. Mm-hmm. She had music classes.
Mm-hmm. And your father, now, I suppose we've established that he was a rancher.
Right.
And did he have other avocations or any other?
No, not really. It was a full-time job. At that time, it was much harder to ranch then than it is now, because now they have veterinary services where animals are taken care of. Then there was a lot of sickness among the animals where sometimes they'd have a terrible dive, mm-hmm. And lose a lot of them. He spent a lot of time skinning cattle, and all you got out of it was what you got for the hide.
Mm-hmm.
So he was busy a lot.
Uh-huh. And what about his education?
I don't think he went any further than about the sixth grade, mm-hmm. And they sent him to San Antonio. When we were talking about the early school at Maraville, over on what we call the Mara Hill, one of the first colonists from Ireland came there. His name was Edward, and he married Evelyn. And they had one daughter, Rosa, and she married a Mr. Elijah from Burlington, North Carolina. He came to Texas for his health. He was a school teacher. He married her, and in that building where they lived with his wife's parents was the first school in northern Refugio County.
Is that right?
And I never did hear my father say that he went there, mm-hmm. but my father's first cousins, the went there, and he was about the same age. For some reason, nothing was ever mentioned about where he went to school, but I assume he went there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got past that, they sent he and his brother to San Antonio.
And what was their training there in San Antonio?
Only up to the sixth grade, just reading, writing, arithmetic, I suppose. I never did. We have some old copy books and things that they used.
So they were going to elementary school in San Antonio.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Now, where, and your father, was he born on the ranch?
Right, he was born on the ranch.
And now let's talk for just a minute about your mother's grandparents. can you tell me where they were born and their educational background and
now,
whatever you recall?
The mother's grandparents are my mother's parents.
Your mother's parents, I'm sorry, thank you.
My mother's
parents.
Okay, mm-hmm. My mother's parents. They came from Pennsylvania. My mother's father and mother were married in Pennsylvania, and she was either 13 or 16 years old. They sailed around Florida and came to Indianola. She had about three or four children when they came. He was a county surveyor, and they